Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 8:05 and 10 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman and Ryan Hickey there on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666 for what'll be another 2 hour schmooze right up until Danielle McCartan making her debut at 10 on The Fan, New York City. And with us right now is Anthony Reber of Newsday. Anthony, thanks for a couple of minutes.
My pleasure, Steve.
Anthony, get us up to speed here with and we're having a little bit of fun with the Matt Harvey possibly coming to the Yankees or possibly coming or going over to the Washington Nationals. Tell us Newsday's involvement in this rumor that is gaining some speed.
Well, he's going to go somewhere. We know that. The Reds got him to flip him. So, you know, I wrote a couple of days ago that just wouldn't it be fun to see him in Yankee pinstripes?
Of course. It's a wonderful comeback story, Anthony.
And I've been thinking about it since I wrote that. Now, the Yankees are going to play the Mets at Yankee Stadium coming up in a couple of weeks. So how about if they get it done before then?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not going to get in the way.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's a little fun more than it is reality right now. The Yankees have a list of pitchers they're interested in, and Harvey is on that list, but he's not at the top. So, you know, it's more fun than anything else. But I also think it would be fun now that games are going to be played at Yankee Stadium, which means there'll be a DH. How about Matt Harvey pitching for the Yankees against DH Tim Tebow of the Mets?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because the other day I was throwing out, and I do think this is going to happen, that we are going to see Tebow in New York City. We are going to see him in September, at least in September. And I think we're also, tell me what you think of this, and then we'll get back to this Harvey in Cincinnati and Raisel Iglesias also on the block, apparently, to go along with Harvey or in a separate deal. I think not only are we going to see Tebow, Anthony, in September for the Metropolitans, for no other reason to put some fannies into the seats. Everyone knows how popular he is and how popular he's been on the minor league level with the fans, with the autographs and the jerseys, and hopefully they get his blessing, the whole thing already. Bottom line is, what is the possibility come September, if for one more at-bat at least, give me your thoughts about whether or not we see David Wright.
I think we will if he's able to. He's working toward that. He's not doing this, you know, rehab and going to Port St. Lucie and taking batting practice and all that just for the fun of it. I mean, he wants to play again, and I think you're spot on. I think it wouldn't shock me September 1st if the two of the players that are called up, one is Tim Tebow and the other that's activated from the DL, is David Wright. I think absolutely there's a good chance of that.
And you know, and I'd like to see that. And Tebow, no. I mean, obviously, from a novelty standpoint, from a circus standpoint, from a sports talk radio standpoint, here is a 30-year-old Tim Tebow who really doesn't have much of a career in Major League Baseball, most of his think, and I think accurately so. But again, and even Sandy Alderson was to admit eventually, Anthony, that it was for marketing and for sales, and look at the kinds of crowds that he's drawing on the minor league level. Very popular guy with a big following. But no, the point being that, I do think we're going to see him. With Matt Harvey, if the, I mean, what do you think the chances are? If you were to throw out their Hamels, if you were to throw out their Hap, if you were to throw out their Matt Harvey, who has done terrific for Cincinnati, seems to be showing no ill effects from the two major injuries he's had. He's 3-0 in his last three starts. He's not given up the long ball in his last four starts. In his last three starts, going back and forth here, he's 1.47 with the ERA. Where do you think he would end up? If not the Yankees, what about Washington?
Absolutely. There's a strong Washington Scott Boras, Harvey's agent, connection. So I think that would be a landing place. I think he would, you know, the thing with Matt Harvey is that you don't know if he's going to pitch well. You also don't know how he's going to be accepted in a clubhouse. You know, he's mm-hmm. he's had a little trouble, as we know, in New York. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been a good soldier in Cincinnati. So I think Washington would be a great spot for him because there are so many Boras-type guys in there. Daniel Murphy's there. You know, Bryce Harper is there. And these are all, you know, they all have the same agent, which is not a small thing in baseball. Mm-hmm. So if you possibly for, you know, comfort level to think that you could get the best out of Harvey, that might be a good landing spot. I also think the Braves are a possibility. You know, another NL East rival of the Mets. They are going for it. They you know, everybody needs another starter. There's no team that doesn't. So basically, put a circle around every contender, and you know, Matt Harvey would be in that conversation because he's not going to cost as much as you know, as Cole Hamels or J. Happ or some of those other names that you mentioned.
And who would bring back a greater haul, Matt Harvey or Raisel Iglesias, who's 28, who has a terrific record so far, and he's also cost-effective. He only makes $2.5 million. He's signed through 2020. His ERA is a little over 3, had 28 saves a year ago, 18, 16, 17, around that. This year, I mean, who do you think would draw more in a return, Harvey or Raisel Iglesias?
Oh, no doubt Iglesias, because Harvey you're only getting for 2 months, 2.5 months, depending on when you make the deal. Now, if he doesn't pitch well, that's all you're going to want him for. But Iglesias, like you said, you're going to have him for a number of years, and so the prospects that go back to the Reds will be greater for Iglesias. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think the Yankees are going to get? I mean, 24/7, we're talking Hap, Hamels, Hap, Hamels, Hap, Hamels. Who do you think they're going to get?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get, I'll tell you this, they're going to get one starter, and I wouldn't be shocked if they got two. Remember last year they got Garcia, who was sort of an afterthought. I think they'll probably get, I'm leading with the second one first, but they'll get somebody like that who isn't that good, but it can just throw five innings. But I think the one they're going to get is Hamel. I think that he has signaled that he wouldn't mind coming here. Now, he has control. He has a limited no trade. So if he says no, he doesn't want to come to New York, he's not coming. But he's put out there very subtly that he would be willing to do it. Hal Steinbrenner is saying the Yankees are willing to spend an extra amount of money to get that top pitcher. And I think it's all about October. You know, they don't need guys for depth for the season right now. They need a guy who can go into a series, in a 5 or 7-game series, and win game two, win game three. And that's what Cole Hamels can do. Remember what happened when Justin Verlander got traded last year. You know, these great pitchers, or in Hamels' case, very good pitchers, can get motivated by a change of scenery and, you know, pitch lights out in the postseason. And you know, the Yankees want to win the World Series. They don't want to just, you know, get to the ALCS again. So in order to do that, you need a number one or a number two. So I think it's going to be Cole Hamels.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. Most Yankee fans that call the radio station, Anthony, they're giving with Hap that as their choice and not so much Hamels. Hamels was my 2 cents worth as well. My thinking that they might pick up more with Hamels than Hap. And let me ask you something. Is there a dark horse here? Not Harvey, not Hap, not Hamels. Is there somebody else that we're not talking about that may appear on the radar screen that the Yankees would go out and get?
Well, how about Zach Wheeler? You know, how about Steven Matz? Less likely Matz, but, you know, Zach Wheeler is the kind of guy that pitching coaches love. they drool over him because he's got a great arm. He's healthy now. You know, the Mets need position players. The Yankees have them to spare. So that could be that, you know, that again, that extra guy that they get, that second starting pitcher that the Yankees trade for.
So you see the possibility existing of the Mets and Yankees making a deal like this?
I do more than ever because the Mets have to get better at the position player side. They just have to. They can't hold their noses, you know, like they did last year when they were trading players away. And they almost traded Neil Walker to the Yankees or Jay Bruce or Lucas Duda even, and they just couldn't pull the trigger. They didn't want to make a trade with the Yankees.
Right.
But I think this year they kind of have to. They have to take the best offer. If it's the Yankees, they better take it.
What about DeGrom? What about Syndergaard?
Yeah, I don't think they're going anywhere. I mean, the Mets have made it clear they'll listen. But, you know, the Mets are not going to tear it down and just start over and, you know, wait 3 years to win. They still have that window where if they, you know, if a couple of things go right, maybe more than a couple, you know, they could be a wild card contender again next year. So you have to start from the foundation of DeGrom and Syndergaard. So I don't see them going anywhere.
How about Jeff Wilpon at home, alone with his own thoughts, standing in front of a mirror and admitting to himself, Anthony Reber of Newsday, admitting to himself, it ain't working with me being the final word running this show. How about a Jeff Wilpon someday, and the sooner the better, coming to the conclusion that he needs to hire a Gene Michael type, that he needs to hire somebody that has some experience, some success running a Major League Baseball team, hiring this person as a president of baseball operations for the sake of conversation, who then hires a GM, not from within, who then hires a manager from without, and then begins more sooner than later to turn this dreadful franchise around.
Steve, I think you're more likely to see Tim Tebow win the NL MVP next year than for that to happen. The Mets have a structure. It doesn't always work. But I think with this GM hire, they are not going to go outside of that structure. So they will hire someone from within, you know, the three wise men who are running things right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or they will get someone who already has the connection who we haven't thought of yet, who may have worked for them previously or has some, you know, has some tie to the Mets, who's at some other club right now, or maybe someone who's not even running a club right now. One name I would think of is Baltimore Orioles GM Dan Duquette is probably going to be out after this season. He's used to working for a hands-on owner in the Angeloses, you know, father and son there.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
That would be someone I would think could be a possible, if they do go outside, name. But I think they're going to stay inside. I think it's going to end up being John Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think that would be a good move because I'm not a believer in this theory that the Mets are going to change the way they do business. I just don't think that's going to happen.
So if
you're going to stay doing the way you do business, you might as well stay with a guy who's very talented, very sharp, and could actually perhaps, you know, rise above the culture.
The culture, the structure you refer to.
The process.
The structure. It's not working, Anthony.
Yeah, but they will point to 2015. They'll say we were just in the World Series 3 years ago. And, you know, Jeff Wilpon made it clear at the Sandy Alderson press conference when Sandy stepped back,
mm-hmm.
you know, that he is basically the GM. He is basically the president of baseball operations. And even Sandy Alderson, with his decades and decades of baseball experience, had to go to Jeff Wilpon, even for, I would say, the small moves that you think that an owner wouldn't be involved in. It's part of the Mets' dysfunctional way of doing things. But they will say, hey, we were just in the World Series. So, you know, that's their argument.
All right, before I let you go, one final question. Who do we see first, Tim Tebow, David Wright, or Yoenis Cespedes?
That's a great question. I would look to, I don't have the Mets schedule in front of me, but, you know, they do have some DH type games and the games against the Yankees in a few weeks,
mm-hmm.
Probably maybe one or two other AL series coming up. So I think whenever there's a DH day, Yoenis might come out, do that, you know, then maybe he'll go out for another few weeks, come back for the DH day, you know. I mean, but seriously, we'll probably see Cespedes first. You know, he's doing some running, maybe some golfing that we don't know about. So, you know, if he decides he wants to make an appearance, I think that'll probably happen first.
We were so waiting until Hansel Robles was to leave the scene. Now we are so waiting, Anthony, for Jason Vargas to leave the scene.
Yeah, that one didn't work out, did it? I mean, that was that was a Sandy Alderson early spring training surprise signing, and you know, to give them depth. And you know, Vargas has been, when he was pitching, the worst, probably the worst pitch National League, and the guy who was next worst was Harvey when the Mets had him. So, yeah, not good.
No. Anthony, I can't thank you enough for giving us a couple of minutes of your time. You guys with the news, with Newsday Sports Section, everyone talks about, of course, with the Post and the Daily News. Newsday is as good as they come, and you're a part of a great sports section, Anthony. Always, yourself and the others, a terrific read. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Steve. That's nice of you to say.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.